Welcome. Today we're diving deep into something called the Ternary Logic Economic Rights Mandate. It's quite a mouthful, but essentially we're looking at a blueprint for embedding ethics directly into financial systems.
Exactly. It's about foundational, non-negotiable principles. But the really unique part is how it takes abstract rights, things like fairness or privacy, and turns them into, well, computational checks, prerequisites for any action.
Okay, so let's unpack that, because it sounds like a pretty big shift. Usually compliance is, you know, after the fact. You mess up, maybe you get audited, maybe fined.
Right. That's the ex post model. This flips it. It's ex ante. The system is actually architected to prevent certain actions rights violations from even executing. Think of it like a circuit breaker built into the code itself.
A circuit breaker, I like that. So it stops things before they happen.
Precisely. It's less about prosecuting a violation and more about making that violation computationally impossible, or at least halting it immediately.
And how does it do that? What's the mechanism?
The core tool is something called the epistemic hold, or the zero state. If the system detects something that looks like a rights violation, it automatically triggers this hold state.
So it just stops.
It pauses everything related to that action. It can't proceed to commit to the plus one state. It acts like a logical gate that just won't open if the conditions aren't met. Compliance becomes mandatory to proceed.
Okay, makes sense. So if the system stops bad actions, how does it define bad? How does it enforce, say, fairness? You mentioned transparency being key.
It is. The mandate basically says no more black boxes. Financial transparency for institutions isn't optional. It's a functional requirement.
How do you code that?
By focusing intensely on proof, not just raw data types. The system demands verifiable proof that rules are being followed.
Proof, not data. Okay, give us an example. How does that work for, say, algorithmic decisions?
Right. Take the right to trace algorithmic economic decisions. This tackles explainability head on. Every single decision needs a complete, unbroken, trace the inputs, the rules applied, the outcome, all logged.
In like a decision log.
Exactly, a verifiable decision log. So you can always see why an algorithm did what it did. No black boxes allowed.
That sounds crucial for accountability.
Mm-hmm.
But what about privacy? How does proof, not data, apply there? That seems even trickier.
It is, but the principle holds. Look at the right to data privacy and control. It aligns with things like GDPR, but the enforcement is computational. The system doesn't need to see your sensitive personal data, your PII.
It doesn't. Then how does it check consent?
It verifies the existence and the validity of a consent proof. Think of it like checking a digital signature that says, yes, consent was given at this time and it's still valid, without needing to read the document it's attached to.
I see. So it checks the proof, the cryptographic hash or signature, without touching the underlying sensitive info. That's a big deal.
It's a fundamental shift in how we handle privacy technologically.
Okay, let's get into the enforcement side again. You mentioned the epistemic hold, the zero state. What triggers it? When does the system say, hold on, something's not right here?
It's triggered by what the mandate calls an evidentiary anomaly. This could be anything from a missing proof of consent, like we just discussed, or maybe an incomplete trace in that decision log.
And the system treats that missing piece not just as a glitch, but as a potential rights violation.
Exactly. It's treated as a substantive failure of economic rights. It doesn't assume innocence. It demands complete proof. If the proof isn't there, it pauses. A sort of sacred pause, if you will.
This sounds like it could prevent some serious damage. Let's talk about that flash crash scenario you mentioned. Walk us through how this system would handle something like that in real time.
Okay, imagine a trading algorithm suddenly decides to issue huge correlated sell orders, potentially market destabilizing stuff.
Right, the kind of thing that could spiral.
So before any of those orders hit the market, the TL system runs its pre-execution check. It simulates the impact. And let's say it finds these orders breach predefined systemic risk parameters, maybe market impact, volatility limits, that sort of thing.
So it sees the danger coming.
Instantly. It flags it based on triggers like high impact decision and risk parameter divergence. And bam, it hits the zero, hold state.
Freezes the orders.
Freezes them completely. And simultaneously, it escalates the entire decision log, what the algo intended to do, why it was flagged to a human, like the chief risk officer, and also directly to the regulator.
Wow, okay. So the human reviews the evidence.
The CRO gets the immutable log, sees the risk, and issues a formal MIGUSH1 command, which is reject. The crash is averted because the order is never executed.
And the record of this near miss.
That entire sequence the dangerous intent, the systems detection, the hold, the CRO's rejection. It's all cryptographically sealed and written onto an immutable ledger.
So you have absolute proof that harm was prevented.
Verifiable proof of prevented systemic risk. That's the goal.
So wrapping this up for you listening,
mm-hmm.
what we're really seeing is a shift away from just trusting institutions to, well, relying on computational certainty. Verifiable proof.
It ensures accountability because the whole life cycle of an action, the entire decision log, gets locked onto that immutable ledger. That log isn't just a report about the action. In a way, it is the action, evidentiarily speaking.
Which leads to this idea of a reverse burden of proof, right? The institution doesn't argue they complied later. They point to the ledger entry as positive proof.
Exactly. The proof is the compliance.
So here's something to think about. What does it truly mean for our economic systems when it becomes computationally impossible to perform an action without simultaneously creating a permanent verifiable audit trail showing you follow the rules? What changes when compliance isn't optional, but axiomatic?